Right now, we're going to hear this week's edition of Interval, which is about Jackie Byard, focusing on his out-of-print jazz recordings. The host of Interval is Francis Davis. We hear it every Thursday on Fresh Air at 3:30.
You're listening to Fresh Air, and this is Interval. I'm Francis Davis. The first jazz group I ever saw and heard in person was a quartet led by pianist Jackie Byard at a concert presented by the Philadelphia College of Art around 1966. I remember the tenor saxophonist Joe Farrell stepping down off the bandstand during a long drum solo and pulling a cigarette from the pack in the breast pocket of his sports coat and asking me, did I have a match? And I remember Jackie Byard springing a brilliantly executed stride passage in the middle of something else, a convoluted single-note solo played free of tempo. I laughed out loud in relief and delight, and Jackie Byard craned his neck around to see where the laugh had come from, and seeing me, or not seeing me, nodded and laughed loudly himself. I tell that story, well, I tell it first of all because it's a story I enjoy telling, but I tell it also because it refutes or at least clarifies a statement made by Jackie Byard and often quoted. I don't play all their styles tongue-in-cheek, he's often said. I think what he means is his intention is not satirical. Nothing is being mocked. I don't think he denies or would deny that the effect of his juxtapositions is contagiously humorous. Jackie Byard is a one-man jazz repertory, Catholic rather than eclectic. His style is no mere crazy quilt of unrelated references, but whole cloth. He's able to hear premonitions of bop and of the avant-garde in the work of people like Fats Waller and James B. Johnson, and able to hear echoes of the old and the new. And most importantly, he's able to demonstrate this kind of insight in his solos. Jackie Byard was born in Boston in 1922. Until going on the road with Maynard Ferguson's big band in 1959, he was much talked about by musicians, but hardly ever heard by anyone. In 1962, he joined Charles Mingus. Mingus's music demands of a soloist a familiarity with all eras of jazz, so Byard fit right in and began attracting a following of his own. In 1965, Byard left Mingus to form his own group, which is the band that I heard.